It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who appears to be on the verge of announcing a run for president, told the legislature today his leadership of the state is an unqualified success. He says he has lowered costs, improved the state's economy, and that pension fund crisis is not his fault. Governor Christie met with national reporters off the record before his State of the State speech, leaving little doubt that his ambitions lie outside the Garden State. Our Christie reporter, New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz, joins us now from our Trenton Bureau. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
So what did Governor Christie have to say to the national media today?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited. None of the State House reporters actually were. In fact, the governor hasn't held a press conference for us in New Jersey since October 9th. So this session with national reporters was really seen by the local press as a reflection of who his audience really was with the speech today. And that's the 200 or so party leaders around the country and Republican campaign bundlers. Christie is already holding weekly phone calls with these folks. They're the bundlers who collect major donations from individuals and funnel them to candidates. Today, in fact, was just his fourth day in the state in 2015. He'll be in Iowa twice in the next 2 weeks, and he's reportedly already hired a finance chairman for his still not yet announced campaign.
Oh, so what signs did you see that this was a national speech, a soft launch of a presidential campaign?
It was really an overview of his last 5 years in office. He ticked off policy successes and instances of bipartisanship rather than giving a roadmap of what laws and policy changes he wants for the new year. He talked about national anxiety and a lack of American leadership. And in that sense, it just sounded more like a presidential campaign launch than a State of the State. In fact, in 43 minutes, he offered only one new policy proposal that I heard, and that's to streamline services for drug addicts. He also wants to add new one-stop reentry centers for ex-offenders battling drug addictions.
But I saw the text of the speech. He focused quite a bit on the success he's had lowering crime in Camden, the state's poorest city. That's not necessarily pitched to a national audience, is it?
On the face of it, it's a local issue, but he's preparing to run for president as someone who knows how to address issues of concern to minorities and Democrats. So he talked about using the same amount of government money to hire more police officers to fix a crime problem in Camden, and that sounds pretty compelling to a national conservative audience. And I used to cover Camden, and some folks there say they actually do feel safer in recent months. But there were still 33 murders last year. Christie said that was a 51% reduction. But he's comparing it to the year after his budget cuts led to major police layoffs. There were actually 34 murders there in 2009. That's the year before he took office.
What do Democrats have to say about the governor's speech today?
They said it offered no vision. They wanted to know what he was going to do about rising property taxes. There was even a little unusual, if not mild, criticism from Republicans reported in the Wall Street Journal today, who said that Christie is concentrating too much on his national campaign and forsaking local issues and local politics here in New Jersey.
Sticking with national Republicans, word is that Mitt Romney is seriously considering running for president. How would that affect a Christie launch, given that he was such a Romney supporter?
He was such a Romney supporter, probably the biggest surrogate for Romney outside of Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate. I'm told that those two are supposed to talk it out and have a meeting in the coming days to figure out where they both are. But it could certainly be a challenge for him, for Christie, to face both Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney, who are thought to occupy that sort of centrist establishment wing of the Republican Party.
Yeah, awkward.
Yes.
Did anything surprise you in the speech, Matt?
Yeah, well, there was no mention of any plan to fix Atlantic City, which is in a pretty much a free fall in recent months. Casinos are closing. About 10,000 people have lost their jobs. And the most surprising element of the speech was also something missing, and that was there was no talk about Superstorm Sandy. For the first time since the storm hit, Christie didn't give a status report on Sandy recovery. And Sandy was the reason he had said he was running for re-election as governor in 2013. I asked Senate President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat, why he thought the governor didn't talk about Sandy, and he said, why talk about something that's failing?
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joining us from our bureau in Trenton with a review of Governor Chris Christie's State of the State Address. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.